702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Well, let's catch up with news from around the world now. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start with this Nazi name game. Accusations aplenty, I suppose, over that war in Ukraine.
Yeah, there have been some extraordinary words spoken in the last 24 hours, in particular, I suppose, from Vladimir Putin, with those claims that the only reason he went into Ukraine was A, to get rid of neo-Nazis, and B, because NATO was about to invade Russia. That Nazi line, and he spoke at the victory parade for the victory over Nazi Germany. We've had Volodymyr Zelensky, on the other hand, talking about how Russian forces are carrying out Nazi-style atrocities in his country. He wasn't holding back on that. And then an extraordinary speech, actually, by Britain's Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, who talked about Nazi-style tactics. And in his speech, is just one line of it, if you bear with me, Ben Wallace said, "Let's call out the absurdity of Russian generals, resplendent in their manicured parade uniforms, for being utterly complicit in Putin's hijacking of their proud history and defending against a ruthless invasion of repelling fascism. Instead, they are the ones inflicting needless suffering in the service of lowly gangsterism." I think that's certainly how a lot of people feel about what Russia is doing in Ukraine.
Adam, let me try and be clever like you. Let's go to the Philippines now. Dubious campaigning there. Shuin, the brand Marcos.
Yeah, Shuin. Imelda. This is Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. I don't know how he got his name. I'm not sure if I want
Bong
to know
Bong.
How he got his name. Bongbong. But he is, isn't it weird? Forgive and forget. I mean, okay, they're not the official results yet. These are unofficial results and early signs that he may have got a landslide. But Bongbong is the son of Ferdinand Marcos, known for his brutal authoritarian rule, pretty much he ran the country as if he was a dictator, and who squirreled away $10 billion worth of public funds. He stole $10 billion from the good people of the Philippines. His son seems not to be touched by that. Or, also, in the campaign, it has been absolutely made clear that there have been some openly corrupt tactics. A BBC investigation found hundreds of dodgy Facebook pages and fake profiles and outrageous claims, many of which get taken down and then replaced by others. And indeed, they spoke to a marketing consultant called John, not his real name, who manages 30 people in a sort of formal office in Manila, and they spend their days inventing stories. John admits this. He says, he uses the words falsehoods and lies, boosting the profiles of governors, congressmen and mayors, and then putting out all sorts of nonsense about their rivals. John is one of many doing this. Who needs outside involvement? I mean, people are voting for Bongbong, and at the same time, it seems being skewed by what they call a disinformation ecosystem. That's a fancy way of saying people are lying, isn't it?
President Bongbong. I mean, we'll see how that story develops. All right, talk to me, Lewis, or should I say Sir Lewis Hamilton. He's threatening to stop driving over a jewelry ban.
Yes, this ban came in and he got an exemption for it. This is a ban on wearing earrings, finger rings, watches, bracelets, necklaces, medallions, body piercings, any kind of metal, really, on your body when driving in Formula One. And I guess there's an argument that says absolutely that if they hinder any kind of emergency treatment or, you know, trying to get a driver out of his cockpit quickly if he's unconscious, putting out a fire, taking the helmet off, any of that stuff, you can imagine a dangly chain getting in the way. Sir Lewis, though, wears more metal than your average rapper or a 1970s DJ. And when he appeared at the press conference after the Miami Grand Prix, he was festooned in metal. Pedal for the metal is like a different phrase for Sir Lewis, isn't it? He has had an exemption, but the exemption will expire. I think it expires in time for the Azerbaijan Grand Prix in 4 weeks' time. So if he doesn't take the metal off, including the body piercings, then he could find himself banned, or he may boycott it himself ahead of time because of the ban on the metal. Sir Lewis has several piercings, he says, that can't be removed, at which point my eyes are watering and I'm wondering if we have an online guessing game. Where are Sir Lewis's piercings?
I hadn't thought of it that way until just now, Adam. Look, it would be a sad end, I think, to his career if this is what ends it, right? Mm. If this is what ends it. We'll have to keep an eye on that story. 4 weeks' time, you say, is the date with destiny. Adam Gilchrist, as always, fantastic stuff for this morning's Worldview.